USA News. I'm Corey Myers. All eyes are on Congress this month as U.S. lawmakers face a shutdown deadline, October 1st.
Republicans and Democrats will debate over roughly a dozen separate pieces of legislation being packaged to fund the federal government. However, many expect there will be another continuing resolution. Hardline Republicans with the Freedom Caucus are seeking concessions from Democrats, including specific language about border security. They also want the Defense Department to change its lax abortion policies for service members. Several top leaders in the U.S. Senate have said bipartisanship is the best way forward. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro goes on trial today as the second ex-aide to former President Donald Trump to be prosecuted for a criminal contempt of Congress. Navarro, like Trump ally Steve Bannon, faces charges over his lack of cooperation with subpoenas issued by the now defunct House Select Committee that investigated the January 6th, 2021 U.S. Capitol attack. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is reportedly scheduled to travel to Russia this month to meet with President Vladimir Putin as the two countries move toward an arms deal. Putin wants North Korea to supply Russia with artillery shells and anti-tank missiles. In exchange, Kim wants Russia to give North Korea advanced technology for satellites and nuclear-powered submarines. Also, he wants food aid for his starving nation. More than 245,000 pounds of frozen chicken strip meals have been recalled because they could contain pieces of plastic. The recall includes Banquet chicken strips meal. There's been at least one reported injury. Anyone with the recalled product urged to throw them away or return it to the store. This is USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
My ride smells
A surgical tool the size of a dinner plate was found inside a woman's abdomen 18 months after her baby was delivered by C-section. That's according to a report from New Zealand's Health and Disability Commissioner. An Alexis retractor, or AWR, which can measure up to 6 inches in diameter, was left inside the mother's body following the birth of her baby at Auckland City Hospital in 2020. The woman suffered months of chronic pain and went for several checkups to find out what was wrong, including x-rays that showed no sign of the device. The pain got so severe, she went to the emergency room. The device was discovered on an abdominal CT scan and removed immediately in 2021. Singer Gary Wright has died at 80 years old. This happened yesterday. He had health issues, according to his family. Wright's son, Justin, told TMZ the musician died at his home in California with his family and loved ones by his side. The singer-songwriter was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease more than 5 years ago, and shortly after that diagnosis, also learned he had Lewy body dementia. Wright produced 12 different albums dating back to 1970, best known for two songs he released in the mid-70s, Dreamweaver and Love is Alive. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.